I mentioned earlier on with Ray Thomas, Adam Hieronymus is having a terrific run. He's a bit like Have Saddle, Will Travel as well. He'll go anywhere to get on a good horse. And joins me now. Morning, Adam.
Good morning.
Now, congratulations on the weekend. That beats him. He's a tough horse, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. He's a very nice horse. He's in the right direction to go through his grades.
How far do you think he'll go? Because, I mean, sometimes you sort of look at a horse like that and they just keep finding. They just keep improving.
Yeah, I've got Spike Nitzel, but I've got no worries of him running further and getting over sort of 2,000 metres. Ultimately, you don't know until you try them, but he's showing every indication at the moment that he'll have no problem stretching out to a bit of a distance. So, no, I think he might be backing up this weekend, actually.
Gee, yeah, that's it. He's the typical Waterhouse horse, isn't he? They're just tough.
Yeah, 100%. And that's the way her horses race and are trained to race like that. So, he's definitely in the right direction.
Well, you get a lot of rides for the Waterhouse Bot Camp. You're doing pretty well there.
Yeah, no, things are going well. Obviously, I'm in there most mornings and doing the work with the horses throughout the week and trials and that. So it's good to be able to sort of get on a couple of these nice horses that are progressing and sort of winning back-to-back races. I think it makes a big difference when you're able to get on a horse that goes through his grades and continually wins. It makes people sort of your name up there in lights a little bit more often week to week instead of just sort of getting the odd ride here, odd ride there, winning on it, winning on this, you know. So things are going very well and very happy.
Now, Adam, you shot over the border, went north to Queensland, Sunshine Coast the other day. You went on that Daryl Hanson horse from Sugar Starve in the Glasshouse. Got a bit of ability, obviously.
Yeah, very nice horse. Very much the same, very tough. Jumps well from the gates and races well on speed. And the more you ask for him, the more he gives. So he sort of won at a good price there in the eyeliner. But to be fair to him, he's backed it up and won very well in the Glasshouse. So I think he's gone for a spell now. But definitely if they sort of targeted a race in Sydney, I'd be definitely putting my hand up again to ride him.
This has probably got to be one of your better seasons, isn't it?
100%, yeah. I think it's probably my best season. Probably not the most. I've ridden more winners in a season, but since I've been a senior jockey, it's my best season. I've ridden a number of winners in town now, and obviously I went to Tasmania. I got a couple of stakes races down there, stakes race in Queensland. It's been very good. I was very successful over the summer period. But obviously, just my aim is to ride consistently in town Wednesdays and Saturdays, and I feel that I'm sort of slowly but surely cementing myself there, and I just hope to build on it.
Now, Adam, I might be totally off target here, but Wesley Ward, the American trainer who Blake Shin's riding for at the moment, correct me if I'm wrong, but did you go over or were going to go over a few years to go to ride for him?
Yeah, I actually had a missed call from him a couple of days ago. I went over there at one stage there, gave something over there. It was great. He's a very good man. Incredible horseman. Breaks all his horses in himself and does everything with them. He's very good at what he does.
He must be an observer, Blake. So, I mean, there he is. He's taken, prepared to say, yep, I'll take Adam, Blake Shin. I mean, a lot of them's a bit like a closed shop over there, isn't it?
Yeah, obviously, Gay and Robbie are very good friends with him and been very good friends with him for a long time now. And that's where that all stems from. And not only has Gay sent a couple of jockeys over, she's sent a few of her staff over. Obviously, Winona went over there and rode when she was apprenticed to Gay. I remember one stage she sent Gay's, the fellow that was breaking in, the horse there at Gay's stable, Ryan Pendergast, she sent him over as well and done different stints with him. And he's an incredible horseman, and anyone that can have the chance to do a bit of work with him, they won't go wrong. He's very, very eccentric man, but very good at what he does, and he's very good with horses.
Now, when you say eccentric, Adam, is there anything you want to tell us or not?
No, he's just, he's always going, and his mind's obviously, you can see he's always ticking over and what can he do, and what he does, why he's so successful is what he does with his two-year-olds. Nobody else over there does what he does with his two-year-olds. Obviously, they're racing just speed, speed, speed. And instead of teaching his horse to gallop on the track, he teaches them to gallop from the gates. So when he sends them to the races early on, the other horses aren't very good out of the gates, but his horses ping the gates by 3 and 4, and they just can't catch them.
Yeah, hit the ground and run.
Yeah.
Well, Adam, good to catch up. Congratulations on the win of the weekend, but also on the season. It's been a beauty, and let's hope it all rolls on into the spring for you.
Yeah, beautiful. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Adam. Adam Hieronymus there. He really is riding well.